Welcome back to episode 16. It is actually 16. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Curtis.
And this is Partners in Crime. Feels weird to be recording again.
You know what's the worst part about doing this again?
What?
That I've had a break from hearing all this weird stuff. So now I'm going to have to go back into people's houses and think about, like, oh, yeah, this is how this guy might have died. Because I've already run into a few houses since that, from our last episode. And it's been since, like, May that we recorded last.
No.
And now it's...
The last time we were
almost October.
The last time we recorded was in August of last year. August 5th.
Dang, like 2022?
Yeah. 2022.
Dang, what up, people? Back from the dead.
A little hiatus.
Dang, I wish I could play some music right now.
Why?
Because if we say we don't own the music, can I play it?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Because I wanted to play Backstreet's Back.
Oh my gosh. NSYNC is coming back.
Nobody cares about NSYNC. I saw this video the other day. It was actually pretty funny. And it was like, say a word that you said that will haunt you for
you
the rest of your life.
You mispronounced one
and
time.
And Justin Timberlake said me instead of May. I thought that was pretty funny.
I heard another one. It was that same a word that you mispronounce and it comes back to haunt you every time. And it was this guy, and he was sitting in his car, and he said, man's laughter. That
oh,
the man went to prison for man's laughter. And he's like, man's laughter. It was manslaughter.
Can we just change, like, a slogan to the podcast and make it, you can't spell slaughter without laughter?
No.
Oh.
Yuck.
You're welcome.
All right. We're gonna jump right into it, I guess.
Is that like a pun intended? Like,
no.
Did this person like jump on somebody?
I mean, he like jumped off his car.
Wow.
You ready?
Yeah, let's roll with it. Like that car.
Have you ever heard of Dr. Peter Gold?
Yes.
No way.
Nah, never.
Oh, I was like, nah. I was gonna say he wasn't a doctor yet when this happened. Anyways. Okay. So Peter Gold. In November...
I just have to interrupt. You know what I'm really upset about right now?
What?
Sorry. And, like, I swear in one of the last podcasts that we did, you said that we were going to do an entire episode on Dr. Kevorkian, and we still have not done the episode about Dr. Kevorkian.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Okay, so in November of 2015, he was a med student at Tulane University, or Tulane. I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
When you say Tulane, I'm thinking, like, it's which way is he going?
Tulane University in New Orleans. And he was finishing up a night at the hospital. I'm assuming he had, like, a residency or whatever.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
He was heading home for the night, and he calls his mom on his way home, and he pauses, like, he's driving, and he pauses. He's like, hold on a second, mom. And he's trying to make sense of what he sees going on the other side of the intersection. So he like there's security footage. I watched it. He like pulls through the intersection slow. And then he like reverses back through the intersection and then turns down the street towards what's going on. So after he turns, he doesn't even hesitate to jump out of his car. Told you he's going to jump out of his car.
Wow.
To jump out of his car. In a desperate attempt to help a woman being drugged down the street by her neck in a chokehold by a male subject. Understanding that this was not right, he begins talking to the man, trying to get him to release the woman, asking him questions, like trying to rationalize with him, like, what are you doing? You need to let her go. You need to leave her alone. So the man drops the woman to the ground and his attention.
Not one of those was a question. I'm just going to throw that out there.
What are you doing?
Oh, okay. You got one question out of like the five things that you just said.
Let her go. Leave her alone. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Not like, why aren't you letting her go? Why aren't you leaving her alone? Anyways, continue.
So his attention fully being redirected to Peter Gold. He like drops the girl to turns around and is like, all right, what's up? So the man pulls a gun out on Peter and demands money. Having just got off work, Peter did not have any cash on him to offer the man, so he offers up the cell phone, same phone that his mom is still on the other end of right now. Like, his mom's listening to all of this go on. Because, like, he, remember, he just called his mom on the way home from working.
Right.
Or, like, his parents. I think his dad was also there. The man says no. He says, I'm going to kill you. Like, no, I don't want your phone. I'm going to kill you. So he aims a gun at Peter and shoots him at point blank range in the stomach. And Peter immediately collapses to the ground with one hand on his wound and the other hand in the air defenselessly. The man raises the gun again, and this time he aims it right at Peter's head, and he attempts several times to pull the trigger on his gun, but his gun jammed. And I mean, like, in the video, he is, like, pointing it at his head. He's shaking the gun. He's, like, pulling the trigger multiple times. Peter has no idea this is going on because he's, like, looking down. He's bleeding, like, his stomach. He just got shot in the stomach, okay?
Okay.
So, and, like, he know, like, he's, like, going to school to be a doctor. Like, he knows this is a serious, like, wound.
He's like, oh, yeah, he's got a gunshot. I think gunshot's a serious wound.
Right, but in his stomach, though, like, there's a lot of arteries. There's a lot of, like, organs in your stomach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he got grazed.
What arteries are in your stomach?
Like, the main artery that goes up. It's the, what is it?
The medulla oblongata?
No, it starts with a V.
Oh, the libido.
No, it starts with a V, but it's the same. So, like, if you're pregnant and you lay on your...
like, ventricle?
No. When you're pregnant and you lay on your back, your baby can, like, cut off the blood supply because it can push on that artery. But also, I was watching, like, this Reddit, or, like, reading this Reddit article, and it said that one time they were at a house party and their boyfriend, like, was trying to, like, strain really hard to, like, fart, and he looked back at the same time, and it cut off the blood supply, and it literally made him pass out.
The dude passed out from holding a fart in?
No, he farted. He strained a fart, but looked back up at, like...
What do you mean he strained a fart?
Like, he was trying to push out a fart to be funny, and he looked up and, like, threw his head back at the same time, and it made him pass out.
I'm gonna try that.
Don't. I don't want to deal with that. Seriously, stop. So, anyways, so he's literally trying to shoot... he's trying to shoot Peter in the head, because he told him he was going to kill him. But he's pretty much running out of time at this point because the first shot's about to draw attention. So he flees the scene. Peter crawls over to his phone and ends up calling for help. They end up getting taken to the hospital, and Peter's rushed into life-saving surgery.
Why didn't his mom call?
And well, she was on the phone.
Right. But now he's asked to, like, it's not like he just hung up with her. So why wasn't she like, oh, my son's been shot? He was on the
highway. Maybe that did happen. I'm not sure. It doesn't really, like, specify, but it does say that he crawled back to his phone. Okay. But the mom heard everything that happened. So she may have called. The dad may have been on his phone calling. Somebody called. He gets rushed into life-saving surgery and starts the fight of his life, okay, because he was just shot in the stomach trying to save this, like, woman he doesn't even know.
Okay.
She's, like, dragging down the street, like, in a chokehold, okay? So the woman, who is not named in any source that I found, is checked out and released later that day with minor injuries but left mentally traumatized. Luckily, where the man attacked the woman and shot Peter, his face was in full frame of the street surveillance camera, where they discover the identity of the man behind the crime. The man was 21-year-old Yurik Kane. Like, what a name. Yurik Kane.
Sounds Russian.
It's not. That night, with Peter in, well, I mean, it might be, but he's, I don't think he's Russian.
Wow.
I'm just making an assumption. I just don't think he is.
He just wanted to tell me I was wrong. Typical way.
So that night with Peter and the woman would mark the start of Kane's 24-hour crime spree. In the early morning of the following day, Kane approached a couple getting into their parked car. This one's going to get you. As the couple got into their car, Kane got in their back seat and he robbed them both at gunpoint before ordering the woman to drive. He demanded her to drive the three of them to a nearby abandoned school where he proceeded to sexually assault both the man and the woman at gunpoint. Right.
This is like real life GTA.
Do they do that in GTA?
I mean, they wouldn't show it, but I mean, he shot the one dude, now he's like robbing the other ones, like taking them somewhere. I mean, yeah, I guess. I just wouldn't show any of that.
That's pretty messed up. He told a couple that his street name was Murder.
How creative.
Like, I feel like murder's a verb, isn't it?
Yeah.
How can that be your name? Aren't names like nouns? Like murderer would be like a noun.
I mean, you can make it whatever you want to be.
I guess, yeah. I guess you're right. He told them. Oh no, my computer shut off.
That's
Okay.
just what I really wanted to hear.
Sorry. He told them to get out of the car and that they that if they called the police, he would kill them both. Okay, so he like steals their car.
What did he do? Rape him in the car?
No, he raped him at the abandoned school.
And then made him get back in the car?
He made them get out of the car. Like, he made them stay out of the car and, like, he got back in the car.
How strange.
And he hijacked their car and stole their credit cards, which he was later found in possession of the car and had used their credit cards at, like, a store. I don't know
And
what
that's
for.
how he got caught.
No, it's not how I got caught. He
So.
got caught because his face was on the surveillance.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking, like, he's leaving a paper trail now, like, using that card at different
Oh
places.
yeah, like all, that was just like adding to
Yeah.
his So 3 days after this crime spree, Kane was arrested at his 17-year-old girlfriend's house.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
He was 21.
Yeah, and she's not 18.
I mean, yeah, I guess like I don't know how he didn't get charged with like statutory rape, I guess. Is that what it would be?
Yeah, unless you had like age of consent, but I mean, doubting it.
I don't know, but she ends up getting charges pressed against her too.
Wow.
Because you can't just like keep a fugitive at your house.
Well, yeah.
So like, but actually like it so like if you committed a crime and you came back here, I couldn't be charged with harboring a fugitive.
Yeah, you could. It's
No,
guilty
because
by
I
association.
no, because I'm your wife. So I can't like turn you in. Like legally I don't have to turn you in. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Or maybe it's like I don't have to testify against you or something like that.
Pretty sure that's wrong too.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the law.
Pretty sure and being sure are two different things, and I'm telling you, I don't think you're right. That doesn't make any sense. Because you would be guilty by association, you're harboring a fugitive.
I mean, yeah, I guess probably right. I feel like there's a law against like testifying against your spouse though. But they're not, I mean, she's 17, like they're not married.
I guess.
I don't know. So, his girlfriend, who I mean, I had her name, but she's 17, so I didn't really put her name in here
How long
because
ago was this?
2015. She's not
Oh.
17 now, but
Right now she's 25.
she's also not in jail now either, so so she was later charged with harboring a fugitive and then
See?
even yeah, but then even later than that, she was charged with being an accessory after the fact to attempted murder, attempted aggravated kidnapping, and two armed robbery counts. She accepted a plea offer, pleading guilty to two misdemeanors of criminal mischief. Which criminal mischief, I feel like that's just kind of like a blanket statement. Like you are being mischievous and a
Well,
criminal.
maybe she helped out.
But I feel like those other ones would be like felonies, right? So
I have no idea.
she pleaded to like two misdemeanors, which is like a 90-day thing in jail, right? It's gotta be because she got only served 6 months. So
I'm just
two.
gonna throw this out there. I've had a misdemeanor and I never spent any time in jail, so.
Oh.
But it was also for prank phone calls, so.
I've never been charged with anything
Oh, aren't you a goody two shoes?
in my life. I mean, I got a speeding ticket once.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
I was going 63 in a 45.
My daddy told me if you ain't first, you're last.
You're so stupid.
Ricky Bobby. You ain't first, you're last.
Okay, hold on a sec. We're going to have to pause for a second. We're good.
But on the comeback from that, my dad also told me that that was the dumbest thing that he ever said. He was actually high on cocaine. There, you can be more than just last. You can be second, third, fourth. It doesn't matter.
You're talking about Talladega Nights?
Yes, I am. One of the greatest movies ever created.
Are you you're a Will Ferrell fan? Did you know there's a lot of people that don't like Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I did actually, which I found was interesting. And on a side note from that, even though she doesn't care for this, I know we're going to lose listeners for this. So The Office had Steve Carell as Michael Scott for like the first six seasons. And at the end of the sixth season, he's no longer the boss of The Office.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring Will Ferrell on, and his name's, I feel like it's D'Angelo Russell, maybe? Anyways.
Why would we lose listeners over that?
Will Ferrell comes on, and he's on for, like, I think 3 or 4 episodes. Worst thing I've ever watched Will Ferrell in, besides this one movie where he gets divorced, and it's, like, the saddest movie that you've, like, ever seen. He was the worst boss on The Office.
Yeah, but I feel like he's got... So I feel like The Office is, like, very passive humor, and he's, like, a very high-energy humor.
No, if you watched it, it's so cringy. I love Will Ferrell. Think he's a great actor. One of the worst things I've ever seen was him in The Office.
All right, so let's get on with this. So she was charged with criminal mischief. She was sentenced to 6 months in jail, which by the time that they actually sentenced her, she had already served that time. So like she basically like went to court and like got released from jail.
Okay.
Because she got credit for like time served or whatever. Yurik Kane, at 21 years old, was held in jail, and the bail was initially set. It was initially set at $1 million. Then they increased it to $7 million, and then they ended up increasing it to $11.5 million bond.
Wow!
I don't think he made it. I didn't see anything that said that he made bail. So he was charged with. This is a lot, okay? He was charged with 6 counts of first-degree rape, attempted first-degree murder, 3 counts of aggravated kidnapping, 2 counts of carjacking, 1 count of sexual battery, and attempted aggravated rape. And Kane, so basically, like, each one of those held a life sentence, okay? So he ended up being charged, like, with 23 counts of, like, things, like, all together.
Okay.
And each one, like, held a life sentence. So, basically, it was, like, he could go through his trial and, like, take his chances and get, like, I don't know, like 23 life sentences, right?
Okay.
And, like, never get out of prison. Or he could take a plea deal and probably, like, still end up with a life sentence, but not 23 of them. Which doesn't make sense to me, because if you're going to get a life sentence, then I don't know why it would matter. You know what I mean?
Because it has to be, if it's worded, it depends on how it's worded. Like, if you have to have them consecutively, like, yeah, you'll never get out.
Or concurrently.
Yeah,
then,
concurrently, that's the word.
Yeah.
But if you can, like, do them all at the same time, then it's just, like, 23 years, 23, I don't know, whatever, 23 sentences of life, but then you...
Oh, so, like, one life sentence and he could get out in, like, 25 to life. Or, yeah.
Yeah, especially if he was, like, on good behavior.
Right.
Not raping people in prison, I guess.
Well, it's funny.
He probably got raped in prison.
It's funny that you say that.
Oh, my gosh.
If he had good behavior. So, Kane ultimately accepted a plea deal, pleading guilty to attempted murder and kidnapping and raping the couple. Like, that's what he pleaded guilty to. That was the plea deal arrangement. And they basically just, like, dropped all the other charges. Not dropped them, but, like, he was gonna, you know, that's what they charged him with. That's what he agreed to for the deal. So, typically, like, a plea deal would be less charges and sentencing potential than the original charge. That's why it's a deal. It's an incentive to get them to plead guilty. So they don't have to, like, you know, use all the tax money and stuff to go through a trial.
Sure.
I didn't know if you knew what that meant.
I mean, I'm just waiting to see where you go with this.
Well, because he would have had 23 life sentences if found guilty on trial.
I know, but it sounds like you're about to say that he got more than the 23.
Oh, no, I was just explaining it. So he was sentenced to 50 years in prison. Like, that's what they end up sentencing him to. But he earned an additional 4 years from a prison fight that he was involved in.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's that. So throughout the trial, Kane expressed no emotion. Peter Gold, who regained consciousness 2 days after his life-saving medical treatment, went on to graduate medical school and became a doctor and moved to New York to begin his new career in life. He did come back for the trial to take the stand, and he gave a powerful statement. Just a small piece of what he says was, quote, "I want you to know and understand the effect of your individual actions had not just on me, but on those around me. My family was a train wreck, and I will never forget the pain and trauma that you caused them," end quote. Peter Gold took his traumatic event in his life and launched a nonprofit called Strong City to provide education, mentoring, and other programs for at-risk youth in New Orleans in hopes of preventing another young individual from committing violent crimes like the ones in this case. Uric Kane is still currently serving his 54-year sentence in Louisiana State Penitentiary. While he never made a statement or a comment throughout his trial, his lawyer made this statement, quote, "People will think what they want. Mr. Kane is a young man who made a horrific mistake. He's remorseful for it." And prosecuting attorney Kevin Gilroy says, quote, like in response to that, he says, quote, "Through the proceedings, I have never heard him express any remorse for these victims," end quote. So basically he's saying, like, you can say what you want about him, but like we don't agree, like, that he was remorseful. But he did
Right.
end up pleading guilty, which is something that his attorney had said, like, well, at least he's like is owning his mistakes and stuff, but like
Okay.
whatever, you know. I mean, I'm just adding that because that's, I mean, I found that material. So nobody died in our case this week, but a piece of them has changed forever from a result of this heinous crime. And that is the case of Uric Kane.
Wow.
And the, you know, the succession of Dr. Peter Gold now. So that's kind of cool, like, 'cause he, so like basically, I don't know. I just didn't want one with a horrible ending because that's what we always cover. So I just want to flip the script a little bit. But he like didn't have to help that girl. Like, imagine that he had not been looking both ways at the intersection. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had
Right.
a green light. He could just went, but he ended up looking and seeing. Like, imagine if he would have turned right instead of went straight. He wouldn't have even been looking down that street. Or imagine if his gun didn't jam. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of those things. Like,
Yeah.
he was doing something so selfless. Like, he didn't have to help that girl. You know, he could have just called the police and like said, "Hey, I think that someone's being kidnapped."
It was probably the doctor in him.
But that's like a genuine doctor though, like, because a lot of doctors don't like actually care about people. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure
How do you
a lot of
know
them do, but
that?
I don't know.
Why
I
would
you
you
just
say
hear like because
that?
you hear like medical malpractice all the time. So like you have to wonder if they get like that burnout feeling where they're just like,
I
"I don't
feel
even
like that's the
care."
media that influences your head because it's not like the media is ever going to report on how great doctors are.
Yeah, you're probably No, you're probably
Doctors
right.
could
No,
save
I'm
thousands
sure.
of
I'm sure
lives.
that doctors probably do care about people a lot. That was probably rude to say.
Maybe. If you're a doctor and you're in our audience, sorry, my wife sucks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously, like you do hear a lot. You never hear about like doctors just being selfless. You always just hear about the ones that are like doing things that are like less than acceptable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought we'd do like a little spin on it. I mean, it's still true crime, like, you know.
Hurry up, everybody wants a good part.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only reason that they're excited we're even back.
So I'm gonna move things over to Curtis's conspiracy corner and just get ready for the shenanigans that he's probably about to pull out your sleeve because pull out of his sleeve because yeah. Sorry that you guys have to. I mean, you guys can go ahead
You can
and
keep
sign
rambling. You're
out
gonna let
if
me
you
go on here
want.
because
Go
nobody
ahead.
even cares about the beginning.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so let me just start off with saying this. Nicolas Cage, if you're listening, I hate you as an actor and you're awful.
You don't have
to throw that out there.
You don't have to be like rude about it. He probably has feelings.
Yeah, I have feelings too. So anyways, I know you don't like Nicolas Cage either because he's an awful actor.
I'm not a fan of his acting.
Have you ever watched National Treasure?
I couldn't get through. I'm not a fan of his acting.
Yeah, me neither. So there's actually this whole conspiracy theory, and I was reading about it, and it made me think even more. So have you ever been to Mount Rushmore?
No.
You know what
Wait,
Mount Rushmore
is that where they have the president's faces carved out?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So you've seen them.
I mean, I've seen pictures of them, like in like a history book or something, or online.
Did you know that the designer of Mount Rushmore made a secret room in the back of Lincoln's head?
I've heard something I've heard of something like along those lines before, but I've never like looked into it because at this point, like, there's not a lot that really would surprise, like what?
So,
and I'm not surprised by a lot anymore.
The door in the back of Lincoln's head is 18 feet tall, 74 foot long. The room is 74 foot long, and the room itself is 35 feet tall.
I thought you said it was 18 feet tall.
No, the door is. Once you go in,
it's like even taller.
Yeah, it's like a massive double room. So let me just throw this out there because you know I like history. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln where?
In
the back of the head.
At the theater.
And they built a door in the back of his head.
I was going to say that's stone cold, but.
Literally.
Yeah, no, that's messed up.
Because, you know, he's carved out of stone.
Yeah, I didn't even intend that.
So the conspiracy theory behind this is that all of our secret, like top secret documents, like the Declaration of Independence and everything, is kept in the back of Lincoln's head.
Well, that would honestly make the most amount of sense. Like, it's...
Why?
I don't know.
I'm curious why you think that, actually.
Why would make sense? Because it's not it's not like an extremely accessible location. Like, I mean, it's accessible, but it's like, who would know that?
Well, it's guarded off. You can't get in there.
Right.
Like, you can't get in this door, but I'm just curious why you think that, because below the White House, there's like a 15-story elevator that you can go into the ground, and there's like a safe panic room underneath the White House. So you would think it would be stored like down there where it's untouchable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they probably have stuff down there too, but like, I mean, they probably just want like a, like that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where you would think it was at, right? So that's where you would go to look for it if you were going to go like get it. But it makes sense to have it in a different spot just in case somebody was going to look in the most obvious place.
I guess that might be true.
I can see why they would move it to a different, really weird that they would do it out of like a national monument though.
So the creator, his name, you know what, I'll just do what you do and just jump into somebody's name here and hope that I'm right. His name is Gutzon Borglum.
Okay.
And so he originally envisioned an 800-foot staircase that led from the front of the monument into what would be the Hall of Records, is what he was calling it. It was his dream. And then they ran out of the budget, and it got cut in 1939, which was a year after the ground was broken on it. And so they had to stop doing the progress on the chamber of the room. It says that he died 7 months later after leaving the hole, and now it's just become this topic of conversation. In 1998, his family said that there's nothing in the room. I'm doing air quotes for everybody that's
okay.
listening.
Well, if they never finished it, why would they put anything in it? So, like, maybe the intentions were, hey, eventually we're going to put stuff in this room to keep it guarded, but we ran out of money, so we didn't.
The family has since said that they placed 16 porcelain panels in the room with inscribed words from all the documents that he wanted to put in there, and there's a teakwood box as a burial site for him.
So he was buried there.
It just says it's a burial site. It doesn't say he's buried there.
A burial site would indicate somebody was buried there. So,
but nobody's allowed in.
Well, it's his resting place.
And a lot of people still believe that the government hides secret files in the back of Abraham Lincoln's head.
They probably do. They probably hide them everywhere.
That's true. They could also leave them in a Corvette inside a garage.
Corvette.
It doesn't have to have a top. You don't have to lock the door. As long as the garage door is shut, you can leave all top secret files in there, so it's fine.
I feel like you're saying that for a reason.
Catching on quick.
I don't know what the reason is. So the conspiracy is that there's a vault in Abraham Lincoln's head in Mount Rushmore, allegedly, but you can't go in there because it's a final resting place for the person with the idea of putting a vault in his head.
You know, in all honesty, I'm surprised that there's not a conspiracy theory that it leads down to a tunnel into like the middle of the earth or something. And that's how the lizard people get out. Let me just start that right now.
I don't want to even go there. I don't want to talk about that. It freaks me out. I guess I can probably see that happen. I probably believe that just because it's like the less obvious place to look. You know, if somebody was looking.
Yeah, on the bright side.
I don't even know where Mount Rushmore is at. Where is it at?
South Dakota.
Where's, like, what mountain, like, range is that in?
Rushmore.
No, what mountain range is it
in? Why do you think it's in a mountain range?
I'm just assuming, because it's
Mount Rushmore.
So it's not, like, the Appalachians.
No, the Appalachians. Ugh. Oh, my gosh. My wife's great with geography.
Where are the Appalachians not in the United States?
Oh, no, they are.
Oh, okay. So
nowhere even near South Dakota.
I can't even picture South Dakota right now.
It's at the top of Mount Everest.
Is it like to the left of Colorado?
What?
Is it to the left of Colorado? Like the state?
I'm done with you.
Is it to the right?
On a side note, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because it's 11:40 at night. And we really just try to put something together for you guys because for the last year we've heard about how we haven't had a podcast and it is her fault. So
it is. I'm going to say it like initially it was my fault. And then Curtis got a PlayStation 5 and that's all he pretty much wanted to do. And now he has an Xbox because he's a
PlayStation
trader. Shout out to
Xbox because PlayStation sucks and they don't want to refund me my money for a mishap purchase.
It wasn't a mishap. He bought it and had buyer's remorse. And when he went to go return it, they said, sorry, my guy. Better think next time.
No, they said, we have a 30-day policy on returns.
Yeah, it was like 33 days or something.
No, that's not what happened. It was a 30-day policy for returns. But for add-on content, it's only 15 days. And it was the 16th day. So they could no longer refund me.
Okay, yeah, so something like that, but whatever.
As the kids would say, I was probably saltier than the ocean about it. So I just went out that day and bought an Xbox.
I guess you guys could say he's not very cracked at Rocket League.
I am cracked at Rocket League.
But now he's cracked at Call of Duty, but he did get a warning because he
is disrespectful. No, I did not get a warning. Everybody gets that.
He's disrespectful on his mic.
Okay, do you not know what happened? There's a lot of people mad about it. We'll just throw this in the conspiracy corner.
Okay. This is like conspiracy corner, like, part two.
Call of Duty, for whatever reason, because, like, it's a very toxic culture, right? Like, it has been ever since it came out.
Of course, yeah, it's trash. I hate hearing you play it.
They added AI into the game, and it listens to everybody now.
And they probably listen for trigger words.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that what you're seeing, every time you turn the game on, it gives you a warning to let you know that they are listening
but
for stuff to ban you.
But they're waiting for it to trigger. If you say something, they're going to be like, okay, let's listen to his last 30 seconds then. Or whatever, like they can go back and probably
listen. No, it's just banning people. There's a bunch of people that have lost their accounts over.
But no, I'm saying if you appeal it, then they probably go back and listen with
a
human. You can't appeal it?
I mean, I have no idea, not that I'm aware of. But the way Jacob says stuff on there, like, I highly doubt. Jacob says a ton of stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I guess thanks for coming back, if you guys did.
Yeah, speaking of comebacks, you watch that Kim Kardashian
Oh
video?
my gosh, if you could please stop
Oh, sorry, that
referencing
was on her back.
Anyways, so thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. We want to do our, I should say I want to do like a listeners episode, maybe like once a month or something. So I want like listener stories to come in, something that's personally happened to you and or someone that you know. We can keep it anonymous or you can put your name in. But I want to start doing something like that. I feel like that would be a fun, like, just extra. We could even do it like a bonus episode every month. Like 1 week of the month, we'll just have two episodes that week or something. I don't know. I feel like it would be fun. It would get our listeners involved in pod. So if anything's weird happened to you, crimey related or otherwise, send it in. We'll read it on the pod. On a
On
bonus
the pod.
episode. Yeah.
Why are you calling it the pod?
Because it's a short for podcast. What do you call it?
Podcast.
All right. We'll read it on the podcast since we have to use proper terminology.
All right, we'll catch you guys on the cast.
We'll catch you said on the cast. Catch you guys on the cast. So anyways, you can send those in at partners in crime the podcast at gmail.com. It is still an active email. Even though it hasn't been checked in a year, send them in. Yeah, story requests, case requests, send those in too, because I'm gonna be checking that email, and I probably got a year's worth of emails to go through. So, just give me something fresh to look at, I guess.
All the emails are probably from like Temu. 65% off,
I
93% off.
that email's not connected to any so
I'm
well,
joking.
it was connected to the Instagram, which I don't have access to anymore, so I'm gonna have to figure out how to regain access to the Instagram. I could put the doctor's picture on there. But anyways, you got anything else to add?
Nope, that's it.
All right. See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.